Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Just for the record, if Dan calls and you're on the beach or anywhere else for this show, you should respond, Dan. I don't care if you're on the moon and we're coming to you as a guest. We expect that.
No, I give people all the...
No,
you're on the beach, enjoy the beach, please.
Yes.
I wish I was with you.
It's an even better call. Okay. lawlessness is the theme. Couple of themes. Dom Giordano Show. Great side question today. Headline, stacks of bodies, 46 people found dead in trailer, 16 hospitalized, San Antonio officials say. And immediately I see on Twitter and other Democrat blogs, well, if you would let us open up the border, people wouldn't be dying like this. In other words, Biden's not responsible. Blood is not on his hands. Lawlessness, again, encouraging people by hook or by crook to get into the country. And then as a result, they'll be able to go and do whatever they want illegally. Here we go. 46 people, the horror of it. Democrats, well, open up the borders, and the borders are not really open, even though thousands are streaming across as we speak. Tom Homan will be here to talk about that. It is shameful. It is part of what progressivism ends up doing. But closer to home, lawlessness. Now, you're not going to see this on local TV. You're certainly not going to see it in the Philadelphia Inquirer. You wouldn't know that in Harrisburg today, there was another major movement. We're even going to give you some of the sound so you see the Democrats' defense. Mr. Lawlessness, Larry Lawless, was the subject of a judiciary hearing meeting. They voted on a resolution along party lines. And Dan is going to try to get on a couple of these white Democrats from Northeast Philadelphia and the River Wards, who said everything's okay with Larry Krasner. One represents Northeast, the other represents like Port Richmond, Bridesburg. People there, their constituents must think what we see on the nightly news is okay. It has nothing to do with Larry Krasner. But we're going to play you some sound from the Judiciary Committee. We have the guy at 12:30 that the Inquirer won't talk about, who heads up the group that will be a select committee of five, bipartisan, three Republicans, two Democrats, who will now conduct, as I told you, the investigation of Krasner. I'm going to ask him, I'm pleading, if Greg Stocker's listening, punch my ticket right now. You know, we can get a major sponsor for this, Dan. The sit-in on Larry Krasner testifying there in Harrisburg. Oh, man. It will be the scene from A Few Good Men. Krasner is not going to say, you're damn right, I ordered a code red. He's going to say, I didn't order a code red. I wouldn't order any kind of law.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Yes, yes. He'll call them rubes. He'll ask them how the turnip crops are. He'll do it all. So this from the Judiciary Committee. Here's their strategy, the Democrat strategy. What else? Play the race card. Even though astounding numbers of African-American males are either shooting each other or being shot. So there's this guy, Chris Rapp. He represents, Dan, an area very close to me. He's been on the show. He represents Oak Lane, West Oak Lane, in there, legislative different. He's a state rep. He's a radical guy, to put it mildly. Here's what he said about what's going on in Philadelphia and why these rubes in Harrisburg. Now, anybody that listens to talk radio, you know how important it is. And this is a number one fact that is not being taught in schools and should be taught in schools. You know, I might do that sometime. The top 10 things a kid should know by the time they get out of school. Not so much just about home ec stuff or whatever, taxes, but stuff that is about our system. Howard Stern doesn't know that, by the way. We have some Stern sound to play you in a little bit. But you know about federalism. You know when the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, states will now determine, as it should be. You also know that Philadelphia, even though it thinks it's on an island, is part of a commonwealth, part of a state, meaning oversight of people like Larry Krasner. There is a state component to that. How many times do we have to go through this, that this is our system? But Democrats don't like it. See, they like it when the federal government intrudes in their favor, like Roe v. Wade, seven judges in the Supreme Court, telling the rest of the country they can't make laws about the sanctity of life. But they don't like it when there is a state accountability group looking over people like Larry Krasner. So here is Representative Rapp today. As I said, the Democrat, progressive, here's what he said in a nutshell about this committee, which voted now. The next thing moves to the full House. It will pass. There will be a select committee of five, three Republicans, two Democrats. They will then begin the hearings on Larry Krasner. My assumption is Larry Krasner will be invited to testify. Oh, and boy, I think he will. Here's what Rapp said about it.
How many of you all have spoken to a wide range of stakeholders in my fair city? Not just the tourist traps. I was with some of you at Eastern Penitentiary taking pictures in Al Capone's cell. But what about the people, including the victims, who live in all of our districts across Philadelphia?
Who's going to bring him back to me? Who's going to bring my boy? I shall impeach this son of a bitch.
Ask them what they think. Or the people who voted for Larry Krasner. By a large margin.
I'm the first one here to stand before you and to tell you that I once supported Krasner, because I said, hey, we have a civil rights attorney that's taken office, and maybe some of the things that are going on in office with the brown and black boys that are being roofed will change. But never would I have supported him if I knew that people would be getting offered deals for aiding in murder, the taking of someone's life. Never.
What about the people who worked with the district attorney's office, who include the police department, First Judicial District, City Council, Defenders Association?
What I am saying is the policies that his office is pursuing are a danger to Philadelphia.
Who put together a historic report, and we're talking about reports here, just in 2021, the most comprehensive report that I'm sure most people here are not even familiar with, that talked about gun violence, shootings in particular, because there were over 2,300 people who were shot in 2021 alone. And it was the district attorney's office that led the charge to find out what is, this is a controversial statement, but the root cause of this violence. Not the symptoms, but the root causes of this violence.
All right, I need the applause sign now. If you listen carefully here on the Dom Giordano Show, that's Dan's handiwork, interjecting Mr. Toomey, Sean Toomey's dad. That was the first in there as an answer to Chris Rapp. Then it was the woman who lost her son, testified at the victim's hearing last week.
Nikki Shabila.
Nikki Shabila. Yeah. And African-American female who voted for Krasner and now sees the error of that. And then the third was Bill McSwain talking about this. And this guy's got some cockamamie report. Now, this is beyond just Krasner. Let me make this point, and it's tooting our own horn. One of the reasons that talk radio has such power, that it exists, is because of people like the Philadelphia Inquirer, the local media, sometimes they just don't know a compelling story. They're in their own bubble. What's compelling? Show them the weather. Sometimes, many times, it's ideology. They don't want you to know what's happening. They want to depress you. They put some out, oh, this will never happen. Don't they have better things to do? Do you know what it takes to impeach Larry Krasner? Well, guess what? We kept the faith together. And once some bold Republicans came forward, now we're appointing a select committee that's actually going to hold hearings. And I'm convinced Larry Krasner is going to burn it down there. And I'm convinced once we see names of some Democrats who are vulnerable in the upcoming election, we'll turn every bit of our firepower toward them electorally to let them know this is the issue, public safety, lives, that they'll be voted out of office on. Their constituents will know. And any Republican that doesn't support impeaching Larry Krasner, well, that's an all-timer. We go after them day and night, all time. Love to get your response to this. So you see what the tactic is here again. It's race. We have a lot more on this that will play throughout the show. Dan, is there another we should play at this point, or do you think we can mix it up throughout the show after our guest at 12:30, the guy who heads up the committee, the select committee?
Yeah,
that's going to...
One of the better cuts from Rab's diatribe today was when he said that since Philadelphians themselves have done it, then we shouldn't, you know. So he tried making the argument that everything that's been done or being tried to do right now by Harrisburg has already been done in Philadelphia, and Philadelphians have done it, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I could summarize it. He said the Philadelphia City Council has a committee on public safety. They've already looked at Larry Krasner, and they're fine with it.
I mean, it's only a minute. You want that cut, Dom?
No, you know which one I'd rather play, Dan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just to make the point. Uh-huh. Well, maybe we'll play it later on. This one's only about a minute. This is the carjacking victim out in the suburbs.
Yes.
I believe Doylestown area. Remember that recently? Well, 6ABC tracked him down. Now, this is the guy. Three guys come up on him. Dope. He's just pumping gas there. Probably thinking, my God, 520. And a guy strangleholds him, and immediately he's fearing for his life. Here's the point. It doesn't stay in Philadelphia. Where were these people from? At least one we know. I think two. One was 11 years of age. The other two, Philadelphia. Why are they going out to the suburbs? They're emboldened. There's no boundaries. They're out of control. If you can do it in Philadelphia, why not go do it in the suburbs in broad daylight? Listen to this guy. It could be you. It could be your wife, girlfriend, daughter. It's a male in this case, but it doesn't matter. It could be anybody there at the gas pump in Doylestown. And who's mainly responsible for this? Krasner, progressivism, every single Democrat. I don't care what that Joe Hohenstein and this Jared Solomon say, they're moderate Democrats. They're not. They're not going to do anything about Larry Krasner. Even though their communities lead the news night after night with people being gunned down. They're not going to do it. They're enablers of people like Krasner, who is the real deal. Listen to the suburban man now. Picture you're in Doylestown, just pumping gas. Some guys from Philadelphia want your car.
I'm normally, that's something that, you know, I don't think twice about.
Pumping gas. It's a situation anyone can relate to.
Within a blink of an eye, I was attacked from behind.
The victim, who does not want to be identified, was pumping gas at a Lukoil gas station along 611 and Bristol Road when the unthinkable happened. Surveillance video shows a juvenile approach him from behind, while another one from the side, and then a third.
Something was said, keys. I don't know what came for that because I was kind of surprised that I was still alive at that point.
That's when he wrestled to get his keys.
My only chance of getting away is if I can somehow throw the keys far enough.
He was able to do that and luckily get away. While he doesn't have any injuries, he's still working through the emotional trauma. The three suspects who were taken into custody drove off with the car, which later crashed in Chalfont following a police chase. The victim left without a car and a community still shaken up.
I'm just a dad with two kids, and when I found out this was just a dad filling up his wife's, you know, Pathfinder for gas, it affected me personally.
All right, it does. What is the root cause of this, Chuck, Chris Rabb? It's Krasner, but it's progressivism. That's the root cause of this stuff, and it will not be confined to the big cities. It will not. Every Democrat you vote for, What are they going to do in these situations? Like this Hohenstein guy and the Solomon guy and the others, they just voted to say no. We don't want a select committee, bipartisan. Three Republicans, two Democrats. All right, jump on board at 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you the side question of the day. Special guest at 1230. We have the guy heading up all this in Harrisburg, State Representative John Kale.
Josh Kale.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did I go John? Josh Kale. Yes. Yeah, Josh Kale, Beaver, Washington County. And I'll ask him, you know, his response when they said in this hearing today that they're closer to Cleveland than they are to Philadelphia. So what? He's not in Ohio. He's in Pennsylvania. 855-839-1210. You get on board with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, no, that is Dan's answer to today's side question.
I have so many answers to today's side
question. By the way, I just want to correct myself. So this guy was not the car. It was in Warrington, but an hour before, nearby Doylestown Township, I think it was, they had another attempt, and the same crew then allegedly went after the guy we played you. My point is, you know this if you're in the suburbs. First of all, I know people that listen in the suburbs. They realize you're paying for Philadelphia, you're paying for Krasner, and not only that, you can't stomach it either, even though he's not directly there every day with you. I get it. We get it. We look at the numbers for Krasnerland, how popular it is. So as people are coming together more and more and more, and this time, I'd say sometime in the summer, or at least by fall, you're going to see the sweat beads on some of these Democrats who don't agree with the progressives necessarily, but they enable them. We got to turn the heat up on every one of them. Imagine Larry Krasner bounced. Just what message would that send to Soros and the gang? Even more than the San Francisco guy who got recalled in an election. This would be using the federalist system to take care of this. All right, the side question today is, You can call it a guilty pleasure. The premise Dan got from somebody somehow.
I hate that I don't remember, and I
That's
really
okay.
apologize.
We'll give credit. Somebody will call and they'll take credit.
Yeah, please take credit if you call in. Yeah.
Nice weather. You're driving along, singing a song like this, rocking to a song like this.
Yeah.
And then you pull up at a light or whatever.
Stop
and
sign.
You stop.
Yeah, stop light. Yep.
Yes, and you're thinking, I'm not going to sing it here.
Well, you either have to stop singing or you roll up the windows. That's pure embarrassment.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, mine isn't as bad as that, I don't think. I love Forever Young, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, that's not really a guilty pleasure song. That's just a good song, I feel.
Okay.
Like, I'm playing Britney Spears over here, and you're giving me Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart's the man.
All right. Okay. I thought you would reject it somehow or another. That's why I picked that. All right. I'll have to think if there's another.
I want something. Like, you're telling me Rod Stewart's your guilty pleasure when you rant and rave about Tom Jones on a regular basis?
Oh, well, of course.
Like, New Pussycat is a great guilty pleasure.
Okay, there you go. I was just telling Ro, I said, you know, Tom Jones would have made a better move there than Elvis when we're watching the film. Tom Jones had more women throw underwear up there than Elvis ever
did. Tom, you're talking Elvis versus this guy.
Oh, God, yes. He's a great entertainer.
Oh, come on.
I think Tom Jones started more of that women in the underwear thing and throwing keys up there. I don't know that Elvis got that.
Did he?
I think he did. If you Google him, they're going to credit Tom Jones. All right, so I'll go with What's New Pussycat, yes.
Yeah, it's a
good
one.
A guilty pleasure. Hit us with that song. Love to hear. And if you sing a bar of two or as if we're in the car with you, well, that always helps with the judges. I'm dying to see what women say on this. What kind of things? I don't know what Rose would be. She may be texting Dan right now with hers. Yes.
Curious what it would be. That's a good
question. 855-839-1210. So that's at the end of your call. And I am happy. One of the misery points was how long it took these Republicans to actually move on Krasner. But now that they are having the select committee, getting two Democrats that they pick on there, suppose one of the Democrats votes to send it to the full House for impeachment. I think it's going to go to the full House for a vote. I think they will impeach him. Now, will the Senate take him out? It's going to take more testimony. It's going to take Krasner showing his hand, but it could happen. Can imagine the seething Larry Krasner will have driving up to Harrisburg. These hayseeds want to bother me. I have a city to destroy. Come on. It's a full-time job destroying Philadelphia. You can't be taking time off to go and go with these guys. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. That's at the end of your call, that guilty pleasure song, and you may not want to get caught at it. Liz Pre-8-Havy is going to call us live from the beach.
I don't know if she's listening to the start of this
show.
See,
I told you.
But,
you know what? I don't know how they knew.
She texted me back about a couple minutes after you talking about people calling in from the beach.
This show's getting scary. It just, Liz, I wasn't referring to you. Dan put me up to it. He said the beach and all. I had nothing to do with it. I would never do that. She'll be calling us from the beach. Liz strikes me as Ocean City. How about you, Dan? I don't think you've ever met her.
Maybe
right?
Avalon. I can see her going to Avalon.
She's got the family, too, and all. No, she would be Avalon, but I don't think she's Stone Harbor. That's Rick Grimaldi. He's the mayor of Stone Harbor.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out.
Yeah, we'll have to find out.
I told her it's probably – I said, sure, let's set it up, but the wind's probably going to drown it out, but it will just play it up as,
look
how hard worker she is.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the craziest
right.
thing I have ever heard in the 20 years I've been involved in this show. So we got a guest right now. They're just calling in from the beach.
Exactly
they're just
right.
sitting there with a Corona in their hand.
That's exactly.
The radio playing.
That's the most prized call of all. Other than somebody, Dan, walking down for the execution, it's their last call and they want to call the show. Yes, well, that's fine, too. All right.
That just took a turn.
Let's go to Richard in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon. About a week ago, there was a carjacking by a St. Joseph student right off campus.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yep. Overbrook. Yeah.
So the cars are much nicer on the main line. So when are these people going to cross City Line Avenue and start stealing the Mercedes and BMWs of the main liners? That's when you're going to get action from Harrisburg, is when they start getting their cars.
Yeah, involved. you're seeing this, Richard. Some of the robberies of those Exton Mall and places like that, $50,000 of stuff, the King of Prussia Mall. And what do they have in common? Most of the time, the leader or one of the people involved are from Philadelphia. That's what they have in common.
It's and until the quote rich people start getting becoming the victims of these things, nothing's going to happen in Harrisburg.
Well,
so hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully some of the mainliners will wake up and start supporting this effort.
Thank you, Richard. I do think it is moving forward. And it's due to some of these people that get mocked in Harrisburg by the Philadelphia Inquirer. Oh, well, why are they not doing more about guns here? All right, so 855-839-1210. Mike in Hamilton apparently is the guy that came up with this idea.
Ah, yes, it was.
Hey, Mike, don't let Dan take the credit. So you had the idea, right?
That is correct. It is I.
And it kills me because Mike pulled me aside during Dom Day, and we were actually throwing songs back and forth that would be perfect answers for this. And we had like a full conversation. And like, Mike, I'm so sorry.
See
man.
What
I
he just, does, Mike? Do
I spoke
see
to
what
so many people that day that the faces got kind of scrambled.
Yes,
and I couldn't remember who gave me what.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for the idea.
Don't
brother.
Accept that, Mike. Don't accept it. So, Mike.
I'll let him slide on this one.
All right. What is yours, Mike? What's your song?
Well, my example, one of the examples that I gave Dan was, here's a good example. Well, you know, like, I don't want to do too many. I'm not, like ABBA or you know, Dancing Queen. Or here's my entry is, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
That's such a good one.
Very nice. All right, Mike, we'll put you in the running with that. So, Dan, how about I'll throw in We Are the Champions. Would that work?
Nope.
No? That's still not a guilty pleasure? My God, I got to really sink low. Let's go to Jim in Telford. Jim, you're on Talk
Radio. Hold on, I was on the phone there. You can't put We Are the Champions up there as a guilty pleasure. That's an awesome song, too. You're saying Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and Queen are in the same level?
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll stand corrected on this for now. Let's go to Jim in Telford. So, Jim, you had the Dirtbaggers come to Telford over the weekend?
It was freaking insane. So I was on 309 in Hatfield Township. There had to be 300 of them. And blowing through red lights, wheelies, the whole nine yards, it was insane. You know, I've been following you guys, and, like, I heard, you know, these guys were in Radnor and, you know, were on the outskirts of Philadelphia, but don't know where they were going, but they were headed north towards Quakertown.
The police presence, were they able to do anything?
There was a police officer there, but I was former law enforcement. I don't know what I would have done because they wouldn't have stopped. You know, it's just their hands are tied because you can't pursue them.
Right.
Because, but it was just insane, the number of them.
Yeah, well, this is their thing, Jim, and these idiots in Philadelphia say we're going to build a park for them so they can drive around that. No, they like what they're doing.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they took up three lanes. They took the center passing lane and the two driving lanes up, and it was just wall-to-wall motorcycles and ATVs.
Jim, thanks for that testimony, because that's exactly what's going to happen. You know, unless you move 100 miles away, you're in a bomb shelter. Progressivism comes knocking at your door.
For those that aren't in the know, Telford's where? Which county? Is that
Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bucks, Montgomery-ish area.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty far out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Headed up 309. God knows where they were headed. Coming up, one of the persons of the hour, Representative Josh Kale, he's going to join us because he's one of the people that have stepped forward in a very thoughtful way, I think, to begin the investigation, shall we call it that, or the select committee investigation, hopefully, of what's happening here in Philadelphia. I know what it is. I think everybody does. But this is the right way to do it. We'll ask him, will Larry Krasner testify? Now that is must-see TV.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, the Guilty Pleasure song. I don't know if Representative Josh Kale knows what the heck is happening here. He's in Harrisburg. He represents Beaver and Washington counties, and he is one of the lead people on moving the ball forwards to bail us out here, as is his duty as our representative in general terms in the Commonwealth in Harrisburg. He joins us on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dom. I really appreciate it. Anytime you ever want to talk to me, I'm always available.
Well, thank you.
To come on the show.
Well, thank you very much. We need a voice of reason. So after a long, long hiatus, once Jake Corman came on the show and announced what he was calling for, everything was tightened up, and you guys have been very thoughtful in the face of a media who is not as thoughtful and doesn't seem to get federalism, the state role in this. What happened today in the Judiciary Committee, though? Where are we now, Josh?
Yeah, so I think you're hitting on something that I'd like to just dive into a little bit before I get into that. Is this has been a process that has been considered, contemplated. We've worked through it over the course of the last 5 or 6 months. This isn't something new. This isn't something that we just started watching. This is a problem that members from the Philadelphia area have been complaining about for a very long time. And it got to the point after review and after seeing what was going on where we said, you know, enough's enough. We got to start moving this process. And so that's exactly what we did today. Today, through the Judiciary Committee, we passed a resolution, Resolution 216, House Resolution, that basically what it does is establishes a select committee. And the role of the select committee is twofold. One, it's to highlight the absolute and willful dereliction of duty that we've seen out of District Attorney Larry Krosner, and really to pinpoint not just his dereliction of duty, but the harm that it has caused to Philadelphians. Lives have been lost and property has been destroyed. Families have been crushed. Enough is enough. We got to move forward with looking into this. And two, it's a platform where we can investigate, we can bring in evidence and witnesses and examine witnesses and give a platform for victims to talk about how the policies of the district attorney have affected them. And we will produce a report from this select committee. The report will have recommendations. The recommendations can be new laws that should be passed, new policies, and also can be articles of impeachment if the evidence warrants such. So that's where we're at now. It got through the Judiciary Committee. I anticipate it'll run on the House floor here in the near future. And once it does, then it's the prerogative of the Speaker of the House to appoint members to the committee. And then the committee starts running as a select committee and can go from there.
Would you like to say, I like the bipartisan nature of this, two Democrats on it. Is it consideration given this unending? What do you guys have to do with it? I think one of your colleagues said today, one of these representatives is closer to Cleveland than Philadelphia. It's a state. I mean, it's a big state. Would you like to get somebody from the Philadelphia area on there?
Honestly, if that's prerogative of the speaker, my only request and my only suggestion in the matter, because it is suggestive, the speaker is the one that has the actual authority to do this, is that it's somebody fair and impartial.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that what's happening in Philadelphia on both sides of this issue, because of how chaotic things have become. I was listening earlier to the show. I go down to Center City myself and see those dirt bikes and the quads and all kinds of different crazy things. And I've been going down there for the last number of years, but it has gotten significantly worse. But somebody that's fair and impartial, that can look at this objectively, that isn't tied to, because there's what's happening, and then there's the standard for impeachment. There's what's happening, and then there's, is this just poor prosecutorial work, or is this misbehavior in office? We want to make sure that we are being deliberative with this. We want to make sure that this is a process that we're looking at objectively. And I'm not concerned if it's somebody from Erie, from, you know, Western Pennsylvania, from Scranton, as long as it's a member of this body,
right.
The Constitution states that we have the ability and I would say the obligation, when there is misbehavior in office that leads to so much damage, so much injury, people dying because of these policies, that it's our obligation to act.
Is the standard, you said the key word too, this is willful. Now, I don't know if Krasner will be called and he would say that, but you probably know for listeners, he refuses to say if you have an illegal gun, which is the source, as we all know, the immediate source of the chaos here, that is a serious matter, meaning a felonious matter. He diverts, he deflects, he will not go there with that, even though everything that we know, New York solved a lot of its problem. If you're caught and you can't have a gun legally, or it's not registered, it's not legal, it's a very serious matter. Krasner will not treat it as that. And he says that publicly, he won't do it.
Yeah, he said it publicly that he won't do it. And this is something that I think needs to be highlighted. It's concerning because from many of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, I wonder whether or not they're actually looking for solutions or they're just looking for something or someone to blame for the problems that they're seeing. And what I mean by that is this. We've been lectured endlessly over the course of the last number of weeks about new gun laws and how we won't do anything. And on the other side of the table, we have a district attorney who is progressive, who is a Democrat, who is saying that, you know, gun laws are inequitable and obviously racist. That is a quote from his office. And they've also said that we do not believe that arresting people and convicting them for illegal gun possession is a viable strategy to reduce shootings.
Yes. Yep.
So which is it? What's going on? Are these gun laws actually intrinsically a problem, or do we need more of them? It's just a very inconsistent message. That's why I'm not concerned about the message that's coming out of them. They're just going to throw all kinds of noise at us about who's doing what and who's doing that. At the end of the day, there are lives being lost because of this district attorney, and we need to investigate it, and we need to dig deeper into it. And chaos is reigning in Philadelphia, and we need law and order, and that's what we're going to try and do with this select committee.
You are at the core of it. That is the smoking gun, so to speak, right there. Now, were you around during the press conference last week? Sean Toomey's dad is a friend of the show, has been on multiple times, and We were told that some people wept afterward, hugged the victims, and the Philadelphia Inquirer did not cover it. Local media did not give us any footage of that. And these were diverse victims. One even voted for Krasner and now changed her mind. The other, it was his son's 16th birthday on that day. The media just doesn't want to connect the dots here. Did you witness any of that?
Yeah, I was at the press conference. It was extraordinarily touching. It's actually one of the problems with what's happening in Philadelphia is the lack of media coverage of what's actually happening in Philadelphia. And I'm not surprised that they want to plug a narrative. They have an agenda, and this is nothing new, and it's going to continue, and it's they've worked themselves into irrelevancy, in my estimation, as far as, you know, outside of their, small readership area. So I'm not aware, actually, of what the coverage is because I'm not actually looking at the Inquirer. But I'm not surprised by the by what you just said. My expectations for objective and impartial reporting coming from them is very, very low.
Absolutely. What would you suggest for listeners? I've been highlighting two guys here locally. It will help the more bipartisan, the more Democrats that are on board. One comes on the show, Joe Hohenstein from the River Wards. The other from Jarrett Solomon has come on in the past from Northeast Philadelphia. You're not here every day, but Northeast Philadelphia, you know the city. I could tell a little bit. Used to be sort of a safe area of the city, particularly the further up you go. And now the nightly news, Northeast Philadelphia, is almost as bad as some of the historic horrible spots. And yet those two voted against this process.
Yeah, the reasons why you vote for something out of committee there's different reasons why. Some people don't feel comfortable voting against their chair in committee, but will vote against it on the floor. Some people have different convictions. Mr. Hohenstein was there today. Mr. Solomon had there's all kinds of different things happening at the same time. So, there's reasons for being against the select committee and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, the result of this committee, I hope, so long as the evidence brings you there, is going to be something that they're going to end up having to vote on. And whether it's a new law or whether it's a new direction, whether it's articles, whatever it is, it's something that ultimately there's going to have to be a vote on. And with votes comes accountability, because when you vote, you actually have to put it up and you're either a yes or a
yes.
No. There's no juggling. Well, that was a committee meeting. There's none of that. But I think that in particular with those two members, I get along with both of them. And I think they'll have the ability to be impartial when the time comes. And I think people are underestimating what's actually happening and how serious this is. So once it starts being taken more seriously as it moves further, because once we move further, it will certainly be taken more seriously, I think people will be more thoughtful about the process and what's actually happening. And I think you might see some bipartisan support at the end of the day on this.
Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you for what you're doing. Have a great July 4th. We will be calling upon you frequently, Josh. Thanks for joining
anytime.
Us.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and have a good day.
Thank you, Representative Josh Kale. All right. So, look, this is a process. It's not overnight, but maybe sometime this summer, Larry Krasner will be in Harrisburg. And if he is, oh, boy, that is going to be quite a showdown. This is on whatever the Inquirer, whatever the media don't want to do. We will be inside it and on it and bring you every detail of it. All right, phone lines. Don't forget the side question. 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 1210.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, I wonder if they're going to approve it today. The Dom Giordano Show, New Jersey, votes today on a $50.6 billion budget.
Billion?
A new record, even for Jersey. I don't think Pennsylvania, much bigger state, is $50.6 billion. I lost count of Pennsylvania when it was $45 billion. Could Jersey be bigger? I mean, they're huge spenders, and they're screaming already. That's not enough. $50.6 billion. Now, surely California and New York must be bigger than that, but Jersey's got to be up there in the top five, I would think. What do you have, Dan?
I'm just saying he's now, Governor Murphy's now competing with none other than Dr. Evil for funding.
Yeah, exactly.
We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
Only $100 billion? Wow, yeah. He's got half of it. He's got better than half of it in one state. All right, side question. That guilty pleasure song you sing and then you stop maybe or you roll up the window. No one else can hear it. Maureen kicks it off in Habertown. Hey, Maureen, good afternoon. What's your song? Hey, Maureen. All right, I'll put Maureen on hold. I hear a kid in the background there. It might be
a
chorus.
Was it a cockatoo? I thought it was a cockatoo.
I don't know about that. Let's go to Ben in Abington. Hey, Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, I don't know if this is relevant in the Republicans' case. Do you think they should bring up the fact that when Krasner got elected, he cleaned house of all those seasoned prosecutors who were in the middle of cases?
They'd have to prove a pattern there. I get what you're saying, a willfulness, willful neglect, willfully. These are people that wouldn't prosecute, diminish it. He's had a turnover that's unbelievable. But I don't know, Ben, that that's willful. Kale and I arrived at the same point. The best evidence of willful with Krasner on a major thing is illegal guns. He will not prosecute that in a felonious manner. The other thing is, more minor, his limits on property crimes where he's not going to prosecute. But they all point to that picture of the defense attorney who doesn't want to prosecute.
Oh, I agree. It's just I was wondering if that would be just one more argument to bolster his intent.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I think the best argument, two things here, just the gut-wrenching of these witnesses getting their day directly with this guy. And then if Krasner testifies and the rest of the state sees the arrogance, beyond arrogance of this, and he will. It will be Jack Nicholson and a few good men. I think it'll help.
Oh, I'm hoping, Dom. I'm lighting candles, like you say.
Yeah, I will be there one way or the other. I'd like to set up broadcasts right behind the table. Hey, can I get in here with a question for Larry?
Oh, I hope you get
deputize me, Dan. Deputize me. I raised my right hand right now. All right,
hey,
Ben,
hey, Dom.
What's your guilty pleasure song?
Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Oh, that's okay. A good song. Very good. Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. Can you see that, Dan? Yes, I have a question. Swear in Kevin Bacon. Your band sucks. How do you like that?
Get him out. Get him out of here.
Kevin Bacon drawn into this.
Oh, man.
Mr. Bacon.
It's so disappointing.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Liz Priate-Havey from the Jersey Sands, we're told, because Liz heads up the Republicans in Montgomery County, wanted to get a sense of how it looks after the Roe v. Wade decision from the Supreme Court, Republican women across the board, et cetera. Mastriano was on cue yesterday, did a good thing, Doug Mastriano. I hope he makes this a major deal because it gets at Joshi Shapiro, and that is fentanyl, opioid victims. Why are we seeing so much of that in Pennsylvania? Could it be because Josh's buddy, Joe Biden, doesn't have a border? And it's flooding the country. That's the point Mastriano was making with a lot of victims. Score that a good day. I think he's on message on some of this stuff. Now, Doug, just come to Philadelphia. My God. You don't even have to say hello to us. Just come to Philadelphia. Do some media here. Boycott us. Just do the other media. I'm fine. All right, Liz Priate-Havey, side question. Guilty pleasure song you sing in the car, then you roll up the window or you stop singing it. And a day like this, you pull up to a stoplight, stop sign. Jump in with that. Dom's Money Melody at 213. all on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.